morning, everyone. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, chairman of the commission, joined by fellow commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchek. So we have a quorum. Not a long agenda today. Regarding opening comments, and I expect maybe Julie will have some parallel comments, but at the beginning of this month was my 10th anniversary at the commission. Started on beginning of 2013, as did she. And it's really been an interesting and enjoyable but challenging and sometimes frustrating run. I think we've accomplished some excellent things here. I know for me coming in, one of the things based on my background where I lived my whole life up in Mercer County, surrounded by coal and both abandoned spoil piles from pre-reclamation days as well as well-reclaimed land from modern coal mining. One of my clear missions when I first pursued this office was that with the rapid expansion of wind development in North Dakota, that back then I did not even imagine how rapid it was going to turn out to be, was that we needed some kind of provisions in North Dakota to make sure that those are reclaimed too. We can't get to a point where those are all left out in the prairie. And in fact, unlike coal mine spoil piles, they can't be abandoned because someone would get left responsible to keep the lights on so aircraft don't hit them. And so I really feel good about that accomplishment. Then along the way, the levelization of the PTCs was something that I brought forward that I think is going to really pay long-term dividends to the ratepayers of North Dakota to make sure that those PTCs are spread out for the life of the project. Along with that, I feel like our coal reclamation and abandoned mine lands program have had some great accomplishments over the years to make sure that we are reasonable and the coal can continue to be produced here and providing that reliable power that people are needing more all the time, but also not being so excessive in either direction. So it can be mined, but making sure that the land will still be reclaimed. And so really feel good about that. In our other divisions, I think some of the movements we've made with rates and other utility regulation is something I'm really proud of, although clearly these rates have started going up at a much quicker pace than what they used to. And therein is the next big change that I just want to point out. When I came in here, I don't think I even was familiar with RTOs or knew what regional transmission organizations were. Along the way, obviously became familiar with them, but it was something that early on, and in fact a good part of my tenure here, was something that one commissioner kind of monitored both RTOs a little bit and reported back when something was happening. Well, in the last few years, the importance of those RTOs has become so significant that it is just a huge part of my time just being our liaison with the Southwest Power Pool. And I just finished up a year as president of the Regional State Committee of SPP. Really feel good about the influence that the RSC has had on the organization. We don't always prevail. I'm frustrated with the direction our whole country is going on energy issues. But our influence has been very good and highlighted by an initiative that I really focused on through a good part of last year, and that was raising the amount of energy that all the member utility companies have to have available to them, their reserve margin is what it's called, to give a little more assurance of reliability. And the response to Storm Uri was a large part of that successful initiative. And then our other division with compliance, I think the commission has done well and made great progress the last 10 years. But finally, I'm going to say of all the things, and of course, there's been stumbles and frustrations along the way. I'm just highlighting successes. But to me, and I would bet $100 that Julie is going to say the same thing, my proudest accomplishment in these 10 years here has been the hiring that we've done. We have just added some extraordinary people, and I think this commission is going to be in pretty good hands for the long term. So I appreciate all the commissioners, all five that I've had the opportunity to work with during this 10-year run. Look forward to continuing on, and really feel good about this decade. That concludes my opening comments, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Wow. congratulations to both of you. As the newest commissioner on here, it's been a pleasure working with you and learning from you, and we've known each other. I've known both of you for a long time, but in this capacity, it's been a great journey, and I look forward to it. I'm coming up on my first anniversary on my appointment, and starting on Valentine's Day. I told Governor Burgum I'll always remember that, and I expect flowers. No. But also with that, you know, when you said, RPIO officer Stacy said about her tenure with the state, I'm coming upon, there was a gap in service, but over 24 years of service with this great state of North Dakota. So it's been a pleasure, but my final comment, it's a pleasure working with both of you as commissioners and learning from you, and but also the staff that's been very helpful and accommodating and flexible. I appreciate that immensely. But also to the state of North Dakota and the industry we work with. They have been very accommodating, and it's been a pleasure working with all of them too. So best of luck to both of you on your next 10 years. I look forward to the journey as we journey together.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Thanks. All right. Well, Randy, thanks for kicking that off. We'll take a minute to acknowledge some of the accomplishments of the last 10 years as well. This kind of came about as a milestone today because we're having a little staff Sundays and ice cream sodas celebration at 12:30. It's a tradition here, and I think it's very cool. I've never had this tradition in other places where staff often bring treats on the day that recognizes their hiring date at the commission. And so that is something that I don't know that Randy and I had participated in regularly on our anniversary day, so we're kind of trying to blow it out a little bigger than normal this time, making up for lost years of treats. But it's a very cool tradition because it speaks to people's appreciation for their workplace, I think. If you didn't like where you were working, you wouldn't be wanting to bring treats acknowledging the day you started. So that, it doesn't go without notice by myself. So I want to come back to the staff briefly, but in terms of highlights over the last 10 years, and all of these have been made possible by the amazing team of staff that we have, but things that come to mind for me is the siting and permitting of more than $10 billion worth of new energy infrastructure in the state. That is an incredible resource for the industry here. It's a huge investment by industry, and I think the commission with our small but mighty team has done a great job on behalf of the public evaluating all those applications, going through them thoroughly, and providing permits that do fit in well with our state and our climate and protect the land and the environment and the people, while also allowing for the development of our resources. So that's been awesome and a huge long-term accomplishment for the commission. In the process of that, we had to work through a lot of things. And, you know, people were really upset about some of the development during the oil boom, and we had to fine-tune our processes to add third-party inspections. We started to enforce non-compliance. That hadn't been a big priority in the past. And we redefined our tree and shrub plan that was just used to be all about discounting trees and shrubs and seeing if they were dead or alive. And now there's actually a program in place that looks at what is the meaningful long-term outcome in terms of habitat and environmental beneficial uses of the trees and shrubs versus just county trees. So it's really much better, and it works better for industry as well. We initiated the first requirement in the nation for wind farms to have light mitigating technology. That was, again, in response to the public's irritation by the blinking red lights. And that combines with what Randy was talking about in terms of wind farm reclamation. North Dakota's right in the very front on both of those issues, leading the way for other states in the nation, having the most proactive pro-consumer, pro-environment policies for both the light mitigating technology and wind farm reclamation. It's really a model that other states are looking at. We initiated the rail safety program back in 2015, again, a big change for the commission and a really good example of redirecting existing funds, taxpayer funds, funds paid by the railroad, into a higher priority, more beneficial use. It didn't cost anybody additional money, but we have now two very highly qualified inspectors who are out there on behalf of citizens every day. Looking and ensuring that the rail system operates as safely and efficiently as possible. And you can see the results of that, in addition to the railroads' investment themselves, in the declining levels of accidents and deaths in our rails caused by rail travel in our state. So that was a big new thing. Randy talked about the increased involvement in MISO and SPP, and I think we've gone from monitoring to having a very significant impact on the policy discussions in both those organizations. I hear that regularly from others, and I know that's true, and now more than ever, it's important that we do continue that, and it isn't without an incredible amount of staff support in those areas as well. So North Dakota is a small, low-populated state, but we are an energy-exporting state, and we're vital to both of those regional transmission organizations, so it's only appropriate that we have a very astute staff and commissioner participation in those organizations. And as Randy said, I had, just before he said it, highlighted the thing I'm most pleased and proud about is the reorganization that has occurred at the commission and the team that we've put in place to take the Public Service Commission into the next era of regulation. It really is a milestone, and there's a lot of changes occurring in the industry. And we had really terrific staff before. There was budget crunches. We had to rethink, reorganize. We've lost some programs. We've gained some programs. And we've really worked hard to target our resources where they make the most impact for the consumers, and really be running, you know, at full steam. And I just can't say enough about the team we have in place and the work relationships that you all share with each other and the support you give each other. There's very little infighting. There's very little backbiting. It's one of the most happy places I've ever worked, and I'm really proud to be part of it, and I really love working with everybody here. So thank you for all you do to help us do our important work, and looking forward to celebrating with some ice cream at noon, and looking forward even more to continue to work and improve the Public Service Commission and the results that we're able to provide for the public.
Okay, thank you. So now I bet you our meeting will probably take less time than our opening comments. This is maybe the, of course, sometimes agenda items surprise a person how long they will take, but I think it's probably the shortest agenda I've seen in 10 years here. We have three items on consent plus in addition to the minutes from previous meeting. I move approval of those.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and for our only item on our regular agenda, I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Hogenhofer.
Thank you. I move the Commission adopt the order in Northern Plains, Northern States Power Company Transmission Facility Cost Rider 2023 Rates, case number PU22-402.
Second.
On November 3rd, 2022, Northern States Power Company filed an application for its approval of its 2023 Transmission Cost Recovery Rate Rider. The rider allows NSP to recover transmission capital and operating costs now presently reflected in their base rate, base retail rates. On November 30th, the Commission issued a Notice of Opportunity of Hearing. No response was received. So on December 22nd, NSP did file a revised 2023 TSR rate after staff reviewed, and we asked them to remove one of the projects they submitted, and they did so with the revised. On the January 10th, the Commission discussed this matter with NSP, and we had a very good informal hearing. So some of what this means is that the annual update adds three new transmission projects that are currently in the TCR rider rates, and those three projects are the Mellard Substation in Minot, the Nighthawk Substation 2 miles south of Renville, Minnesota, and the Hurtley to South Bend in Mankato. So looking at those three projects in which they meet the requirements of this rider, this charge would result in a monthly billing increase for residential customers using 750 kilowatt per month of approximately 65 cents over the existing rider. So the total revenue requirement totaling was over $1.8 million, which is approximately 0.9 cents per kilowatt. So again, just to reemphasize, those customers using over 750 kilowatt per month, which would be 65 cents over the existing TCR rider rate. These investments and associated costs for the new and modified electrical transmission facilities do qualify for recovery through the TCR. They're reasonable and prudent, and they meet the terms of their tariff.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
And
go ahead, Randy.
You had appropriately mentioned the 0.9 cents.
Right.
The memo that had gone out earlier had a typo.
Right.
Is that being fixed, or do we just point it out here that in case someone read it earlier that it's 0.9?
It's being corrected, Commissioner, okay. And it will be added, yep.
Thank you for doing that and for catching it.
I'll just take a moment because I've recently had some questions from ratepayers, customers, about the riders. And as Victor, our director of public utilities, recently said, we're in rider season. As the staff in PUD knows, it's there's a lot of work that goes into these riders. And it's confusing, I think, to the public what a rider is. And so I'm just going to take a moment in case there's any media listening and hope that they would take a moment in their stories to explain the whole use of riders. But there's a base rate that customers pay on their utility bills, and that covers everything that we can include in consideration in the rate cases to set the base rate. And then there are some things that fall outside of that that get recovered through riders. And we have really four different types of riders, and not every company has all of them, but there's a generation rider that is used to recover the costs of some new generation facilities at times. And so those costs would be reflected in the rider, and those get updated every year until those facilities are moved into base rates, and then the rider costs go away. Same occurs with transmission. So any new transmission projects that come on, plus all the MISO charges and SPP issues, those go through the transmission riders. And that is additional line item on the bill to cover the transmission costs. Fuel costs are another one where any direct fuel costs are covered, passed along through the fuel cost rider. And then we've got renewable riders for some of the companies, too, where projects that are for renewable generation resources, they're covered through the renewable riders at times. So those four riders are used to help the utilities recover the costs. The costs fluctuate a lot on an annual basis for things that fall into these categories. And so the commission feels that it's more appropriate to cover those costs in the riders. It can be better for the customers because you can reflect when costs go down quicker than you can through the general rates. So the company could over-collect with the general rates without the use of the riders. So that's why we have the riders. It is confusing on the bills, but they're intended to be a tool that helps the actual costs be closer to what they are rather than more lumpy through the rate cases, and it helps stem the need for rate cases, which are also costly and covered by consumers. So that's why we have them, that's why we use them, and that's why you see them on your bill. If you ever have questions with about the riders, we can happily talk through those with any customers that wish to discuss it. So thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, that actually concludes our regular agenda items. The only couple announcements I would make here, I think, this afternoon at 1:30 we have a work session on the Bowman Wind siting application. That's an old case. We had the hearing well over a year ago, but there were some things that were missing, and they've been filed now, and so action is probably potentially in sight, and we'll discuss that this afternoon at 1:30, and our next regular commission meeting is Wednesday, February 8th at 10 o'clock in this room. That's all the announcements I had. With that, we'll stand and recess. I don't know if anyone is online to take questions, but we'll recess the meeting and check.